Like read yourself, yeah. The like teardrops, you know, like raindrops or teardrops or whatever you call it. And then to save up the pale cell, we draw them and put the teardrops, and then we cut them around and we clean it around the back and the side and make it right and level, you know, and then we start, then wash it and then start drawing it with pencil and then start carving it, you know. Then I put red ochre in the middle with the little stick. I'm the only young fella who are doing it, because my old people, when I used to see my old people when I was a little fella, I used to see them carving cells and how they used to put them, they used to rub that pale cell in the rocks and make it in the shape and all that, and they used to carve it, and I used to learn from them, you know. And so they told me when I was little fella, maybe if when you're old enough, you can do this, you can do what you want to do with it, you know. They told me, and that's why I always think about them, and I really like doing it all the time, you know. And they used to use them for dancing, you know. They used to cut their hair. They used to make a hair belt, cut the hair off, and make a hair belt. And they used to put that pearl cell in the shape and make a little hole on top.
So they cut their hair?
Yeah, cut the hair off.
And then make a belt out of their hair?
Yeah, hair belt, what they call, you know?
Yeah.
And they used to put that pearl cell here in the front here, and they used to put another one, skinny one, two skinny one with the big one. And when you're dancing, you hear that clapping noise, you know? Nice. Some used to trade to some inland people, you know? Inland people, yeah? We used to mix up with other people from inland or from coastline, you know? And they used to keep them and they used to get something back from them and all that stuff. And they used to travel around inland and walking around all over the place, and that's how they met other people from inland. And they'll say, where you get it from? Now we get them from that tribe and that tribe. Oh, well, can you tell them that I want this, I want that, you know, and maybe we could swap something over, you know, and all that.
So I understand that the ridgie shells were also used for rainmaking.
Yeah, rainmaking, yeah. Mm. Sometimes they used to just put it outside and chase the rain away sometimes. Even used to be, when they used to have bad people coming to them, they used to leave them outside or somewhere where the bad people can't see, bad people can see them. And they get frightened of that, and then they go and never come back, you know, and they leave them alone. And
so they're used as protective charms,
yeah,
as practicing, well.
Practicing, yeah, yeah.
Before we were talking that about some of the stories being about the sandbanks and the oyster patterns.
Yeah.
What are some of the other stories that you tell on the shelves?
Some story, like I put in my carving, like some story where we walk from place to place and we don't find water and we find water, and sometimes old people used to paddle when they canoe, you know. And there's a special shark, like grey-grey and grey-greyness, but it's a bit different shark. We know it's helpful, you know, help people a long time ago. When old people used to go with their canoe, they used to, this canoe sink, and then they only think of calling for that shark, you know. So they call for that shark, and you see the fin coming, you know, fin. And so they get ready, and they, you know, open their leg up, and then the shark come around and go underneath them, and then lift, go up, you know, and then they sit just right, and then they tell him, because he know, I don't know how, but he know every place name. So when they tell him, you take us to that place, you know where, I don't know how, you take them to the right place. You used to swim all the way, take them there, drop them off at the beach, you know, or in them rocks. Because I seen that happen when I was young fella. Sun was going down, and then my brother said, oh, we got no something to eat for tonight, this afternoon. And then after a while, I seen this turtle coming inside of the boat, just next to me, you know. And I said, look here, He said, we looked and we see the sark pushing it up next to the boat. The same one what got away from that spear. And he pushed it up and we got that turtle and put him on the boat.
So the shark was nudging the turtle up for you?
Yeah, it was pushing it up.
Wow.
That's how the shark would help people, old people, a long time, what they want or maybe what sort of help they want. They always talk to them, you know.
And so these stories are told on the Ridgey shells as well.
Yeah, I'm going to be doing that one now, you know, soon.